To overcome your fear of bodily sensations, it helps to understand where these sensations come from. In a nutshell, these sensations are created by a process in your body called the fight or flight response. When your body perceives a threat in your environment, it takes steps to protect you. For example, if you're walking down a dark alleyway and someone tries to harm you, your fight or flight response kicks in. Your body releases adrenaline and other stress hormones, which help you fight back against your attacker or run for safety. In a situation like this, you can see that your fight or flight response is an adaptive process that serves to protect you. However, sometimes your fight or flight response kicks in when it isn't needed. This happens when you interpret something harmless, such as a conversation with a friend, as a threat. Your thoughts have a powerful impact on your body. Simply imagining that there is a threat leads your body to believe there is a real threat. This means your body responds to perceived threats in the same way it does to real threats, by releasing stress hormones. All of the bodily sensations that you feel related to anxiety are part of this fight or flight response, also known as the body's stress response. Stress hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol have an enormous impact on your body. These hormones lead to your pounding heart, increased breathing, excess nervous energy, muscle tension, dizziness, sense of unreality, and numerous other sensations. When you experience difficult bodily sensations due to anxiety, your goal is to interrupt this fight or flight response. There are a number of ways to do this, and the most important one you will learn here is the DARE response. The DARE response will help you convince yourself that there isn't a threat, which will help your body create less nervous energy. However, before we get to that, I'm going to teach you a quick tool that will help you relax your body and make the DARE response more effective. The tool I want to teach you today is to learn how to give your body a fake flee signal. A fake flee signal is basically a way to trick your body into thinking you've already run from a threat. If your body thinks you have run from an imaginary threat, it will more easily believe you are safe and it will calm down faster. You can create a fake flee signal through a simple physical exercise in which you contract the muscles in your body. So let's do 3 reps of these contractions together right now. I'll guide you through it. Don't, of course, do this piece if you're driving a car or operating heavy machinery. So start by clasping your hands together and contracting all muscles in your arms and also in your legs. That means you are tensing your calf muscles, your thighs, and the muscles in your arms all at the same time. Do that now and hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Now rest for about 10 seconds. As you rest, you can take in some deep breaths if you like, breathing in, hold, and release. Breathing in again, hold, and release. Okay, so we're going to do one more contraction. So clasping hands together and contracting all muscles in your arms and legs, your calf muscles, your thighs, and the muscles in your arms all at the same time. And we hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. And resting again for about 10 seconds, breathing in, hold, and release. Breathing in again one more time, and release. Okay, we'll do one last rep, contracting all muscles together. Arms and legs holding for 5, 4, 3, 2, And one, and release. Breathing in. Hold. And release. Well done. Contracting muscles sends a message to your brain that you are actually fleeing the threat and that it can now turn off the stress response. The contractions also help to burn off excessive adrenaline and nervous energy. You can also give your body the same signal by actually running. In most situations, running is not a good option. You can't sprint out of a work meeting or stop driving and run down the highway. However, in appropriate situations, it can help to respond to intense sensations of anxiety with a quick sprint on the spot, wherever you are. You are just getting started on the road to recovery. Tomorrow, we will begin to learn the DARE response for bodily sensations of anxiety. This tool has helped hundreds of people recover from anxiety, and you can be one of them too. But begin for today just by practicing that muscle contraction exercise, which helps to turn off the stress response. Then come back tomorrow to learn the next steps forward using the DARE response.